This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Well, it's Family Speaking, and we have Philip Schumann in the building. He's the broker and owner of Remax. And we've had reports that sectional title properties are now outpacing freestanding homes. Can you believe it? And this is in value growth for the first time since the pandemic. And it's, of course, marking that subtle but very important shift in the housing market in the country. And the latest FNB House Price Index shows that annual growth holding steady at 3.7% in July, with sectional titles up 3.8% year on year compared with 3.7% on freestanding homes. While the gap is narrow, it reflects a broader change in buyer behavior. Is this true, Philip, in terms of, first of all, did you see this day coming? Like, were you sort of like reading the patterns and saying, yeah, you know what, we are heading in this direction?
Yes.
For real.
And there's a couple of reasons. Mm-hmm. So the reports are accurate.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One of the reasons is that it's way more lucrative for developers to build sectional title units.
Okay.
Higher density. The higher your density, the more profitable your development becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Your opportunity cost for the land drops. And the scarcity of land plays a role as well. And now, one big factor that we always mention is that new construction costs keep climbing.
Okay.
So, you know, and historical or established properties grow slower than new construction costs. So, mm-hmm. Sectional titles is a newer trend. And now you find that a newer construction that was constructed in 2024 would be obviously way more expensive than a property that was built in 1995, for instance. And there's a tendency in the market to prefer new property,
yes,
as opposed to old ones. I always advise clients, it's way more lucrative for you to buy an existing property and renovate it as opposed to buying a brand new house.
Really?
Yes.
It's how so?
People, there's a market perception that building is cheaper.
Yeah.
It's not cheaper.
Yeah.
If you're going to, you know, and we sit with this a lot of times where we have houses that can't sell because the workmanship is very poor.
Yeah.
And it's only cheaper if you have poor workmanship.
Mm.
So now you're sitting with an unsellable product. And there's a lot of people. I mean, I went to a house in I'm not even going to say the estate.
Okay.
And I asked the client, why is she selling? And she says, I don't like the house anymore. Look at this. Look at this. I mean, the wall is skew. I'm like, you built this house. Now you want me to sell it off to someone else and you want full value.
How?
Sissy, we're going to break down this house.
And then we sell it
and we're going to sell the land.
Mm. Oh,
because whoever buys this house is probably going to have to demolish it as well.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, that's a scenario. And it's also very expensive to build a larger house now, obviously, per square.
Mm-hmm.
Your square rate drops, or as your square rate increases, your cost per square decreases. But still, you're sitting with a lot of squares to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely a tendency. Also, one of the reasons is that it's a cheaper barrier to entry.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yes,
sectional titles tend to be cheaper, but you buy way smaller. There's also shared costs, like you could have a pool and that kind of amenities in the complex, but you don't have to upkeep the pool yourself.
Mm.
You pay your levy and that gets done, which means that it suits the current buyer trend with young professionals or people downsizing, new entrants to market. So these things all considered, that's why.
So, Philip, what do you say to someone who says that a standalone property is less valuable in the long run because it's harder to rent out, even like when you want to move out? What are your thoughts on that?
I think there's three reasons. Number one, it's more difficult to find a tenant for 25 grand a month than it is to find somebody for 15 or 5 or 7, you know.
Yeah.
Then... what was the other point I wanted to raise now? Oh, maintenance cost. People forget how much it costs to maintain. Now, when you're in a body corporate, in a sectional scheme, it's way cheaper because you've got now one contractor coming in to do 10 units as opposed to you doing the call out and he comes to do your house specifically, which is also going to beat it in square size. So, therefore, the maintenance costs on a house is quite expensive and people don't take it into account.
So if you were to advise someone, like, where are you leaning more? Which side? Is it a side of your standalone home or a sectional title?
So it depends largely on each buyer.
Okay.
I personally prefer smaller face brick units.
Okay.
Face brick because it's low maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Face brick is more expensive to build, though. But mm-hmm. it's like the market hasn't realized it. The market prefers something that's plastered, but they don't know that the maintenance cost will be double. And I also feel, you know, to come up for freehold properties, I feel generally people have not realized the value of a freehold property.
Okay.
But I personally, because of my investment horizons, prefer buying more smaller units, spreading my risk. Thereby, if one tenant doesn't pay, I'm still fine. But if a tenant on my large property doesn't pay, I'm kind of in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so all these things considered, I personally prefer that. But, you know, you shouldn't lose out of sight that generally freehold properties are undervalued. And I think when the market wakes up, it's going to be like Bitcoin. You know, oops, you know, we should have bought 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the market realized it and then the prices started going up. But it's also a transaction volume thing. There's way more people that can afford sectional titles, and that's why the gap is narrowing. But now, if you think about it, sectional titles are almost considered overpriced and full titles are undervalued. So what you could also look at is buying a full free title house and subdividing it into smaller sections, if the bylaws in the municipality will allow that.
But you can apply for that. Is that part of like the zoning or whatnot?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But there's limitations. I mean, I spoke to a client 2 days ago and they're struggling to subdivide their property because in the area that the house sits, they have a minimum stand square size. And now if you cut it in that minimums, you're basically cutting through half of the house. So you can't really sectionalize that one. So these things also, you know, that could play a role. But my personal opinion is that there is definitely more sales in sectional titles.
Before we wrap it up, Philip, would this be something you'd advise a client on? Like if I'm seeing a property and I'm thinking, you know what, I'd like to subdivide, I want to do this. Before we could even go any further, if I communicate that, would that be stuff you'd be able to check to avoid later on some?
Yeah.
What? We didn't know.
Yeah, but the traditional way of shopping for property doesn't lean towards that. Clients tend to want to choose something that works for them. Mm-hmm. I had a buyer yesterday that wants to turn a house into an office. And I said, no, come and sit with me. There's a couple of things, you know. And I said to him, this is somewhere where your budget's going to be. And then you can not afford to be picky because, you know, when I identify a property that could work for what you want to do, I'm first going to speak to the town planner. And the town planner is going to say, yes, it falls within the ambit of, you know, the bylaws. Office. We can do this.
Yes.
So, yes, let's do it. That is benefits that you have on freehold properties as well. Airbnb being your property is not possible in a sectional title unit because your neighbors are going to complain. The body corporate won't allow it.
Okay.
So there's pros and cons to each. I think generally freehold properties are undervalued, and I think the market hasn't realized that, but the stats show the stats are showing that the market hasn't realized.
All right. Philip, we're going to leave it here for today. Thank you. Thank you. That's broker and owner of Remax, Philip Skuman.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.